It's a little after 5 p.m. and a little over 100 degrees out when I meet up with Eric Rogers, director of B-Cycle.
We are at the 19th and Wyandotte B-Cycle station.
Rogers has agreed to take me on a ride. He's familiar with the terrain.
I am a longtime bike commuter. I've been biking to work for about 12, 15 years now.
The starting point of our trip is in front of B-Cycle's main office. The station here consists of a long, light gray metal frame that's secured in the sidewalk. It has slots for 11 bikes. At one end is a map of downtown with the different stations marked on it. At the other is a kiosk with a computer touchscreen. How it works is you buy a membership, ranging anywhere from a day to a year.
So you put your card on the station and it'll beep for you to let you know that you've successfully checked out a bike, and then you just pull it out of the dock. And then you can just take the bike and be on your way to wherever you need to go.
You want to go for a ride?
Yeah, let's go for a ride.
All right, I'll follow you.
Rogers lends me a helmet and a water bottle, and then we're off. Heading east on 19th Street, we turn left on Baltimore and head north toward 12th Street. It's a slight hill, but not too bad.
These bikes, they don't look like your typical road bike or your typical mountain bike, per se. What kind of bikes are they?
No, these would be more of what you would think of as a cruiser bike. They're definitely not a bike that you would use in a race or mountain biking or, you know, even on a day-long trail ride. They're utilitarian bikes meant for short trips in an urban environment.
So things are starting to get a little narrower.
Yep. We're down in the loop now, the downtown loop, this is what folks call it, within the freeways.
Are there a lot of bike lanes downtown, or how do you kind of share the road with cars?
No, there are not a lot of bike lanes downtown yet, or really many places in Kansas City for that matter. So you have to share the road with the cars, use the same space that the cars are using. It's really a matter of just asserting yourself on the road as a cyclist and being cautious, following all of the same rules of the road that motorists are expected to follow. So things like stopping at stop signs, stopping at red lights, signaling when you're going to make a turn, things like that.
I have to say, there's not that many cars or people around. We think it could be the heat. At this point, I'm already sweating. Definitely time for a water break.
So we started out at 19th and Wyandotte, and now we're here at 13th and Grand. We are across the street from the Sprint Center and the Power and Light District.
And that probably took us, what, like 20 minutes?
It probably took us about 15 altogether.
This looks a lot bigger than the station where we were.
Yeah, this station here has 15 docks. The stations vary in size, anywhere from 9 to 15 or so. This is a larger station because we're here at a major destination with the Sprint Center and the Power and Light District.
How did you decide where to put the stations?
We did a pretty detailed study of the city. We looked at a lot of factors like the density of residents, the density of businesses, where all of the visitor attractions were located. We considered the topography. Kansas City is definitely not a flat city. There are a lot of hills and valleys here. So we looked at all of those factors and then determine where we thought the stations would be most successful and most useful. The good thing is these stations are not completely permanent. If we find that one location just is not working, we can move it to another location.
At this point, I see some people walking in our direction from across the street. So I ask them what they think about renting a bike downtown.
My name's Cynthia Gonzalez. Sounds interesting. Something new and more adventurous to do.
Glenda Ventura. I probably wouldn't do it though. It's so convenient just to get in the car. I'm so used to it. It's different to just get on a bike.
Michael Herschel. I'm from Jefferson City, Missouri. I doubt it just for the fact that you would get sweaty and stuff when you do actually bike and then to the restaurant and then you have your date.
I think they're representative of a lot of folks that are probably maybe a little interested in bicycling but are hesitant to try it, aren't sure how to go about doing it, and have a lot of those practical concerns about, you know, showing up at work sweaty or
for a date.
Or a date. Although I'll say I've certainly gone out to dinner with my wife on a bike and had a good time.
Each of the 12 stations cost about $50,000, and they're being funded through private sponsorships and the fees people pay to rent the bikes. Rogers hopes the program will someday expand to other parts of the city. But for now, he and other backers of the program will have to wait and see what happens after today, and whether residents and visitors are willing to give biking around downtown a try. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.